We're back. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for sticking with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the previous session from Jeffrey and Kenneth. Very enlightening to see how PowerShell has evolved over those 14, 15 years, not just the 10 years since it's been released to web. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff and cool insight. And some, it's always great to hear from people who've lived through it all the way through and have got war stories and great anecdotes of how the technology's been used over that time. It's yeah, really interesting stuff. So thanks for the guys for that and hope you enjoyed it as well. And keep your questions and stuff coming in. Keep getting in touch on Twitter with #, or #, PowerShell10Year. You can also get in touch with us on Channel 9 if you've got any questions, channel9.msdn.com. We're live on the homepage, so you can check us out there as well. We have had a few questions coming in, but we're going to hold them for now, so don't worry, we haven't forgotten about them. We're queuing them up, so we will get to them eventually. But Keith, what's coming up next? Let us know.
So we have some members of our community here from Austria, and Roman Stadelmeier, and I'm probably going to destroy their names. My German is just awful. Gerhard Gerschel and Patrick von Mueller. These folks have assembled a set of presentations to talk about the PowerShell user group in Austria and a little bit about Austria itself, and then how they've been able to manage not just garden sprinklers,
mm-hmm.
but your
system,
mood yeah. with PowerShell. Let's see here. Do I have these gentlemen ready to go? Good morning.
Good evening.
Or good evening. What time is it there? And take it away. It's all yours, gentlemen.
Hello, guys. Roman Stadelmeier speaking. Here it's 6:10 here in Vienna.
And in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, yes. And good morning to Seattle. Yeah, what we prepared for you is first, we thought maybe not everybody knows Austria that well. So we have a 2-minute video of our country, so you get an impression of where we are and what it looks like. Then Patrick has prepared something.
Yes, we asked our community members if they want to say something to PowerShell and to the anniversary of PowerShell. And so we have some statements from them.
Yeah, and finally, we want to thank Gerhard for his help. Gerhard is from Microsoft Austria, and he's helping us with rooms and events and promoting that stuff. Maybe you want to say something about
it. Happy birthday, PowerShell!
That's the right thing to say. So, well, then let's launch the first video, if you're ready, with a 2-minute intro to the country.
See the smile inside your heart, wanna let it out. Come feel your love and your affection and try to give the same to you. You own the key to unlock my heart and let you in. Now there's not much more to say than thank you. More than a crush, there is no need to rush. We've got plenty of time. You and me are going to be just fine. Feelings for you run so deep, just wanna let you know. Sometimes I feel like I'm a kitten, always longing for your love. You to unlock my heart and let you in. You own the key to my heart. Now there's not much more to say than thank you that you came away. With you it's more than a crush, there is no need to rush. We've got
the next video we will see from the Austrian user group are the statements of the members. Thank you to the members for this statement. Happy birthday, PowerShell.
Hi, my name is Patrick Wahlmüller. I'm an organizer of the Austrian PowerShell user group and the program manager for the IT service management solution at BBRZ Group Austria. I started with PowerShell 3 years ago, developing some scripts for the administration of Microsoft System Center Service Manager. So the most complex thing I've done with PowerShell so far was writing a PowerShell module for the REST API of our company's identity service engine. So now we can easily configure the device and automate the service requests on this device. This really makes our lives easier. The automation of service requests is currently the most valuable thing we've done with PowerShell. It helped us to speed up automation for our daily IT work. I also like the community idea which comes with PowerShell. That's why we organized the PowerShell user group in Austria. And today we will celebrate the 10-year anniversary of PowerShell with a couple of statements from our PowerShell user group members. So, happy birthday PowerShell and have fun!
Hello, my name is Alexander Enenkel. I'm working at Hutchison 3 Austria here in Vienna and I'm responsible for our Hyper-V platform. I started using PowerShell rather late when we were moving and upgrading our Hyper-V clusters into VMM 2012. There I found out that PowerShell is absolutely crucial when it comes to virtualized networks and virtualized environments, and how hard it was before I moved my workflows into PowerShell. I'm excited about the future regarding PowerShell Direct and the possibilities given, and thanks PowerShell for making my life easier.
Hello, my name is Mario Trapella. I'm working at Hutchison 3 Austria here in Vienna. My first contact with PowerShell was back in 2007 with the release of Exchange 2007. Since this time, PowerShell is one of my best friends. Now, we control the whole user lifecycle with PowerShell, from the user onboarding, all the processes to get new servers or certificates, and of course the user offboarding. PowerShell helps us to standardize our infrastructure and keep it clean. Thank you for making our life easier.
Hello, my name is Martin Diebert. I'm working at Hutchison 3 Austria here in Vienna. We're using PowerShell since 2008 and we started with a project to have a complete discovery of all our hardware and software assets inside the data center. Since 2013, we are using the PowerShell as well for the automatization of nearly all of our infrastructure services, for the deployment, the maintenance, for migrations, and for the removal. This makes a real clean environment possible. Thank you for making my life easier.
I'm Peter Ludwig. Since 2 decades I'm in charge more or less for the network here in the BBRZ, and I was forced to use the PowerShell commands about, I guess, some 5 years ago for Data Protection Manager, because some of the tasks you can't do with the graphical user interface, so you have to really to type in your commands, and which was quite easy for me because when I started programming about 40 years ago, of course I only had command line or similar commands, and so now it's some way back to the roots for me, and so it's quite convenient and it's very handy. They had several quite complex tasks to do, but I can't actually remember which one was the worst. So.
Hello world, I'm Patrick Seidel, System Center Consultant at S2 in Austria. No kangaroos, but coolly moose. I started with PowerShell about 8 years ago, and besides of the power of this shell, in terms of productivity, what I like most is that it feels more like an adventure than actually doing work. And it is great to save so much time with automating tasks. Not using PowerShell and PowerShell automation is like washing the dishes by hand, and come on, all of us use dishwashers and enjoy the spare time with friends and family. Happy birthday, PowerShell.
Okay, so you saw some real-life examples of how people use PowerShell and from the user group. The next video you're going to see is that this, the idea to it came into my mind when Kenneth announced the 10 years anniversary in the PSConf EU Europe, because I was playing around with my garden sprinklers and PowerShell and the REST API. And so I had this immediate idea and did the video recording in September. So you will see summertime, which is not the case now. Yeah. Also, there was an introduction of the PowerShell user group itself, as I didn't know in which sequence the video will be played. So we'll learn about the PowerShell user group. And yeah, that's it. And have fun with it, hopefully.
Welcome to the video, Manage Your Garden Sprinkler and Your Mood with PowerShell. The introduction should have happened already live before this video. If not, find my details in the green box. So what we're going to cover is something about the user group we manage here in Austria, the garden problem we're going to solve with PowerShell, technology and why being a dwarf is great. So look out for this. And how to have fun and change the mood of people with PowerShell. Some details about the user group. So the user group has been founded December 2015. So it's pretty young, much younger than PowerShell itself, certainly. The two people involved is Patrick Wahlmüller and me. And we got heavy support of Microsoft Austria, Gerhard Göschel in person, and also the System Center user group here with Stefan Köll. So we cooperate very intensively. So what are we offering? On a weekly basis, we provide a newsletter called Schnipseljagd. It's an artificial word. In English, it would be Snippets Hunt, but it sounds a little bit like Schnitzel. So, you know, it has an Austrian touch. On a quarterly basis, we provide user group meetings where we cover interesting topics, some news. Also, we offer a free 3 hours workshop for beginners. So everybody who wants to start with PowerShell can join. And we had workshops with 25 people already. So this works great. And we also offer classroom trainings. And our talk, so if there are some exciting news, like for example, PowerShell goes open source or things like this, we'll publish them immediately on our newsletter and on the website. So what are we planning? We are going to have customers-based user group meetings. We want to go into the companies and do the user group meetings there, to be able to bring users together. That's the main purpose. So to see some real world scenarios, how companies use PowerShell in their production environment and bring users together, certainly. And something we're working on is PowerShell to school. So we're thinking of ideas of how to bring it to schools, universities, maybe also with free trainings or teach it to teachers. So there is still something in development. Okay, if you want to know more, there are some details about the website we're running. It's in German at the end of this video. So, but now let's go to the garden problem and watch this video.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Roman Stadelmeier. I'm running the PowerShell user group Austria, this one, together with Patrick Wahlmüller. And this is our contribution to the 10th anniversary of PowerShell. We thought PowerShell is something which makes your life easier. It should have to do something with automation, standardization, and harmonization.
We use it for a lot of stuff, so things like automating System Center and CRM, other Microsoft products. But on the other hand, I'm also using it privately here in my garden. My garden needs a lot of water, so things like the ground you're standing on, or all that stuff over there, or flowers and everything else needs water. And honestly, I don't want to do that manually because it's huge, it's a lot of work, and I don't want to spend my time on standing around and distribute water. Okay, this is the cellar of technical wonders. Come over. So, still no PowerShell here, but an IoT device. And this little device is controlling my sprinkler system. So it has a power transformer, the IoT device itself. It's connected to the network, and it has links to water wheels. And those water wheels are here, and they are controlling individual circuits for sprinkling my, I hope that was the correct word in English, anyway, sprinkling my garden. And as this device doesn't have any buttons or so, it has a web interface, and it has the possibility to run web calls as well. And how I'm going to use that device with PowerShell to make my life easier comes in a second.
So what we learned is there is something to do. There's a duty. It is definitely boring. And when there is a duty and it's boring, what we need is automation. And it should be easy to implement. And that's the perfect thing for PowerShell. And how I solve that is explained in the next few slides. And I want to give you some insights into the technology which is used. So, things which are working together in this particular case are sprinklers, IoT, the cloud, and scripting. So what you saw in the video is the sprinkler IoT device. Very small, very focused on this particular duty, controlling the valves. And what you didn't saw in the video, but which is definitely in my garden, is a rain sensor. And this rain sensor is collecting temperature plus rain amounts and is delivering this information to an intelligent cloud service. And it's not only my rain sensor, it's a rain sensor of millions of people around the world. And this cloud service is forecasting weather for the whole world. And my sprinkler device is receiving a water level from this cloud service. So it doesn't tell it only switch it on or off. it's providing a water level percentage, which is fantastic because I don't need to care about if it's raining in the future. It simply doesn't pour my garden. And, well, the IoT device does have a website, so you can control it with a simple web browser or on a mobile device, but it also has a REST service. And here is where PowerShell comes into play. And the person which developed this IoT device provided also a documentation. And this is one very simple example I want to provide and share with you, how to run a manual station. I mean, the Web REST API service can do much more. It can receive information. You can change programs. But to show you how easy it is, the documentation only says, well, you need to provide a station index and a time in seconds. And if you use this particular string, you can run a particular station. So let's look at a few lines of code. The whole thing is so easy, and that's the magic of PowerShell, because the core commandlet I'm using is this invoke web request, where I'm taking the strings I need to run and I need to use provided based on the documentation and paste my data in it. And the data comes from these variables here, the password and the internal URI, and two parameters. One of them is the station ID, and the other one is the duration, how long this station should run. And I can also use, both of them are mandatory, because without those mandatory data, the sprinkler wouldn't know how long it should run or which station should run. Yeah, and that's the great thing about PowerShell. It's so easy. It simply provides everything within this commandlet to call that particular device, which probably never knew something about PowerShell, but with this command, I can address it and do something with it, so automate it. It's so easy, and I want to remember something with you together. This is the headline of the PowerShell engineering blog. It's the one-liner thing. It's not about writing million lines of code. It's making things easier. And that's where the dwarf thing comes into topic, this slide deck. So dwarves do not reinvent the wheel. So we want to use things which are already there. We want to run simple commands, and we want fast results. The world is turning so quickly. We don't want to spend days of effort. We want quick results and reproducible automation. Maybe the first person who understood that and put it into a quote was this guy. Bernard de Chartres lived in 1120, and he was a philosopher, he was a priest, he was a teacher, and also a naturalist living in France. History says he was the first guy who stated this particular quote I want to share with you. He said, "We are dwarfs sitting on the shoulders of giants, being able to see more than them." The question is why? And his answer is, because we're smarter? No. The answer is, because the giants carry us. And that concept, I think, is what PowerShell does. So in my particular example, what I'm doing is, I have the giant PowerShell, and I have the giant Sprinkler technology, and on top of that, REST technology. And all I need to do is be a dwarf and sit on top of those shoulders and make my solution based on everything I get from this giants to make my ideas real. That's what I really love about it. And how this shows up in reality comes with the next video, how to have fun with PowerShell and change the mood of people. So have fun watching this one.
Hello again. Welcome on my terrace. Seems like my daughter and her friends have a girls' party. Hi, girls!
Hi!
Seems pretty hot outside.
Yeah, it's so hot. It's pretty hot. Oh.
Okay, they're hot. Let's see what PowerShell can do to help them. So, come here. I'm going to show you something. See, I have my console open. And I do start sprinkler. Give it a station ID. Station ID is the central one here, number 5. And what do you think? Do they need 30 seconds? 30 seconds. Configuration, 30 seconds. And now let's see what's happening.
Okay, we are back, and I hope you enjoyed what we provided to you. All the best for the next 10 or 20 or 100 years, who knows? Any final word with you?
Best wishes and greetings from Austria.
Yeah, for your birthday was great fun for us, so happy birthday, PowerShell.
Yeah, and good luck for the show. We'll enjoy it.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Awesome job. What a great set of videos. Give it a little bit of an intro into the culture of what's going on in Austria, and then evolving through to the actual demo, which was pretty cool. I was watching it online as well, and it's, yeah, cool stuff, and controlling the sprinklers and everything. It's, yeah, also it just shows the power of perhaps a non-normal scenario, but the power of what you can do, especially as IoT becomes more and more of a big deal for people. You know, this is, that kind of thing, a great example.
And so for now, we're going to go ahead and say thank you, and we'll talk to you all later.
Yep. And we're going to run some commercials, and then we'll come back and check out the next session.
Indeed.